Side 1, JBI Concert Series, Fall 1995. A memorial concert for Brotherhood in memory of Rabbi Mark H. Tannenbaum and Bishop Francis J. McGavro. Produced exclusively for the blind and visually handicapped by the Jewish Braille Institute of America, 110 East 30th Street, New York, New York, 10016. Welcome. I'm Rabbi Bruce Goldwasser, spiritual leader of Temple Beth Sholem in Flushing, New York. And it is my pleasure to be your host for this memorial concert commemorating two outstanding leaders in Jewish Catholic relations. The choirs of Temple Beth Sholem and St. Andrew Avellino Church joined their voices in song, requiring the reconciliation of diverse sounds to produce a harmonious whole that beautifully symbolizes the work of Rabbi Tannenbaum and Bishop McGavro. Bishop Francis J. McGavro, 1914 to 1991, was the fifth bishop of the Brooklyn-Queens Diocese, serving from 1968 to 1990, and was the only native son of Brooklyn to hold this position. Bishop McGavro, whose episcopal motto was "Love One Another," was known as a champion of the poor, an opponent of racism, and a leader in Catholic-Jewish relations. Bishop McGavro was active for over 20 years in Catholic-Jewish relations. In 1969, he was appointed the Episcopal Moderator of the Secretariat for Catholic-Jewish Relations of the National Conference of Catholic Bishops. In the same year, he became Chair of the United States Bishops Committee on Catholic-Jewish Relations, a position he held for many years. For his work in Catholic-Jewish relations, Bishop McGavro received many honors. In 1973, he received the Human Relations Award of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. Later, the ADL gave him the Torch of Liberty Award and the Cardinal Bia Interfaith Award. In 1988, Bishop McGavro received the Edith Stein Guild Award for untiring efforts and faithful service to better understanding between Catholics and Jews. Also in 1988, the American Jewish Committee honored him as a seeker of understanding and peace between Christians and Jews. Bishop McGavro was a true shepherd who recognized his commitment to his flock. A true shepherd, he said, is not a hired hand, but someone who would lay down his life for his flock. Rabbi Dr. Mark H. Tannenbaum, 1925 to 1992, was the international relations consultant of the American Jewish Committee. He also served from 1983 to 1989 as the Director of International Relations for the American Jewish Committee and was formerly the AJC's National Interreligious Affairs Director. In 1987, Rabbi Tannenbaum was elected unanimously as chairman of the International Jewish Committee for Interreligious Consultations, which represents world Jewry in relations with the Vatican and other world religious bodies. He was the founder and co-chairman of the National Interreligious Task Force on Soviet Jewry, which aids oppressed Jews and Christians in the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe. Rabbi Tannenbaum's counsel was sought by world leaders. President Jimmy Carter invited Rabbi Tannenbaum in 1979 as the American Jewish leader among 10 national religious and academic spokesmen to discuss the state of the nation at Camp David summit meetings. He also appointed Rabbi Tannenbaum as a member of the advisory committee of the President's Commission on the Holocaust. Catholic-Jewish relations, for which we are honoring Rabbi Tannenbaum, was an important part of his work. Rabbi Tannenbaum was the founder and leading member of the Joint Liaison Committee of the Vatican Secretariat on Catholic-Jewish Relations and the International Jewish Committee for Interreligious Consultations, and of a similar body with the World Council of Churches. He was the only rabbi at Vatican Council II and participated in the first official audience of world Jewish leaders with Pope John Paul II in Vatican City. Additionally, he was also the first Jewish leader to address 4,000 delegates attending the 6th Assembly of the World Council of Churches in Vancouver in July 1983. And in 1988, Rabbi Tannenbaum was awarded the Interfaith Medallion of the International Council of Christians and Jews for his historic contributions to advancing interreligious understanding over the previous 25 years. And now we go to the beautiful sanctuary of Temple Beth Sholem as the choirs of St. Andrew Avellino Church, directed by Margaret Joyce, and the Temple Beth Sholem, directed by our cantor Hilda Abravaya, join together for the opening processionals. Dona Nobis Pacem Sim Shalom, based on different liturgy, are brought together by the music of the Italian composer Palestrina. and Come, Let Us Sing by Chiponis.
Thank you.
Next, the choir of St. Andrew Avellino Church presents Grant to Us, O Lord, by Dice, Micah chapter 6 by Rilla, and Hosea by Norbert.
Yeah. straight and tall, so must we to others call.
The choir is now joined by the Temple Beth Sholem Choir to sing Children of Peace, Oseh Shalom, by Sperling and Hirsch. Our next selections are performed by the Temple Beth Sholem Choir. They open with two versions of Hineh Ma Tov. First an Israeli version by Jacobson, and then the traditional version. Then the haunting Sabbath song from Fiddler on the Roof by Bach and Harnack. Next comes Miriam's song by Friedman. And they conclude this section with a work made popular by Bette Midler, From a Distance by Gold.
Hineh Ma Tov, Ma Hayim,
Together, how good it is and how pleasant for brothers to dwell together. How good.
Cantor Hilda Abravaya with soprano Anna Shoemate and mezzo-soprano J. Ann Lee perform a trio setting of the 23rd Psalm by Fromm. Side one.